I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
We are halfway through the week. I have some sea salt stuck in my throat right now. I can feel it. I eat a, what is this? Chocolate and sea salt protein bar every morning. I can feel the sea salt. So hang on one second. There we go. All right. It's time for Would You Rather Wednesday. And I came up with this question yesterday. And I've kind of been like toying with it a little bit. And I don't know. I might get blown out of the water with this because I realize I'm not like most people. So y'all might be like, yo, Kramer, you're crazy for this one, bro. Like, what are you talking about? But Would You Rather Wednesday goes like this, where we give you two scenarios and we realize that both of these are imperfect, right? So like you're supposed to have to like think through like both of these kind of suck, right? So like which one would you rather between the two of these, right? So would you rather go to the O's home opener, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have a lick of alcohol, all right? Okay. So like you got to go to like the whole spiel. Like I'm talking like you got to go to Pickles and like do that whole thing and like not have like everyone around you is like drunk and like bumping into you and like you're going down Utah Street and like everybody's drinking. You're going to the game and you're not drinking at all, okay? Or would you rather stay home and not go to any of that, clean your house, but you can drink?
Mm-hmm. Let's go O's, by the way. Game tonight is at 6:35 against the Red Sox.
Which one would you rather? Okay, so O's home opener, sober, stay home, clean your house, but you can drink. Which one are you going to do? 410-583-1065. Jessica.
I'm going to O's home opener sober. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I still think it's a lot of fun. And I think I'm just saying that because I wasn't able to be at the park, but I was still at Watershed and I was still around downtown. And just because I was working, obviously, I wasn't drinking or anything. And like, the weather was gorgeous. Everyone is just like all decked out in their O's merch. Everyone was just so excited. Like the energy and the vibe was so much fun.
Yeah.
That like, I'm not tripping if I can't have a few drinks. I had a lot of fun on Monday. So I would definitely do that just because I love being a part of stuff. Like
Charlotte,
those events.
Which one you gonna do?
As someone who has worked many Pickles event sober.
That's true.
I am drunk cleaning at home all the way. To be fair, I'm a theater kid. Like, I'm not sports like that. Yeah. Like, if I'm going for the beer and hot dogs.
It might be, I mean, honestly, that might be your thing. Like, you might want to just go to the O's game. If you're a huge O's fan, like, you might be, I don't care. Like, I just want to be down there. Like, I'm not a sports guy either, so it might not. To me, though, bro, like, I see the pictures. I saw so many Insta stories from down there, and like I'm an introvert anyway, so like the crowd would freak me out. Yo, I don't even drink. I will break my sobriety, my almost 7-year sobriety, because like I ain't doing it. Like I'm not doing it. I'm not going down there. I'm not doing all that. But what about you? Like, which one are you gonna do?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Just wanted to give you an update on the situation that took place in Dundalk yesterday morning. Local residents and schools were ordered to shelter in place Tuesday morning. A SWAT team surrounded a home on Gray Manor Terrace. A resident reported their home being hit by gunfire around 7:30 a.m. A neighbor started shooting, and after returning fire, that's when police declared a barricade. And following hours of failed negotiations, Baltimore County Police say the alleged gunman took his own own life. A woman was found safe inside the home. The shooting did cause several area schools to go on lockdown. It's unclear what led the gunman to initially open fire. His name has not been released as of right now, and the shelter in place for the school, for the three schools and local residents, was lifted by 1 p.m. yesterday.
Man, that was so scary. I feel for everybody in the area. I mean, I can't imagine if you had kids in schools down there, because I can't imagine what that must feel like, because we didn't really get a lot of news.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing yesterday. Like, I know if you were listening and confused by what aired, you know, on the station, we weren't sure like what was going on. So it was obviously a very tragic situation, yeah. But we're just thankful everyone's okay.
Number two.
Big news for the Kelce household. Former NFL star Jason Kelce and his wife, podcasting sensation Kylie Kelce, have just welcomed their fourth baby girl, Finley Finn Ann Kelce. She was born on March 30th. She joins big sisters, 5-year-old Wyatt, 4-year-old Elliot, and 2-year-old Bennett. So yes, the Kelces are officially outnumbered. The proud parents made the big announcement on Instagram with the caption, "Whoop, there she is," alongside some absolutely adorable first photos they took in the hospital. So congratulations to the Kelce family.
Number one.
Val Kilmer has passed away at the age of 65 years old. The actor famously played Bruce Wayne in Batman Forever, Jim Morrison in The Doors. He was also known for hit films including Top Gun, Real Genius, and Tombstone. The actor's daughter, Mercedes, shared that he passed away on Tuesday due to pneumonia. Kilmer was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. He later recovered, however, due to the procedure on his trachea that actually damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had extremely difficulty speaking, and he had to be using an electric voice box. And his final role was returning to play Iceman again in Top Gun Maverick back in 2022.
Man, it was crazy. When I saw pneumonia, it was just, that kind of blew my mind. Like, it just doesn't seem like that's something that people pass away from. Especially at his age, you know, just Val Kilmer, to me, didn't seem, and maybe it's just because I'm getting older too, he didn't seem like he's that was that old of a guy.
Just with everything that he went through medically, right, and all that kind of stuff. But if you haven't seen his documentary, Val, it came out, I believe, in 2021. Mm-hmm. It was originally on Netflix. I think it's on Amazon now. If you're a fan of him, I've always been a fan of him. It's a really, really good watch, good. And everything that he's gone through, and just his love for his art. So sending love to his family as well. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
We need to talk about Justin Bieber because his name keeps popping up in the weirdest ways. First, Kourtney Kardashian's son, 10-year-old Rain Disick, had to shut down a bizarre claim that Justin is actually his dad. And yes, that is like a real thing that people have been saying. So during an Instagram Live with Alabama Barker's boyfriend, Scooter Jackson, he was watching the live and he saw somebody comment that theory, leaving Rain in total shock. Take a listen.
No, he's not. Bro, I swear, Justin Bieber's not my dad. Scotty is my dad. I think Justin Bieber was 16 when I got born. Yeah, I don't think my mom would do that.
So Justin Bieber was actually 19 when Rain was born, but of course this is stemming from the long rumored 2015 fling between Kourtney and Bieber after her split from Scott. However, both denied anything romantic ever happened, but honestly, I mean, when I saw that, I just can't believe that was a conversation that Rain was having at 10 years old, and that was something that he was seeing at 10 years old, and having to say that and make that comment about his mom. So that's a crazy thing.
It sounds like it's not the first time, though, he's even talked about it, though. It sounds like it's, you know, he's at least been privy to that conversation before. You know, it's not like he's...
But honestly, who knows? I mean, he's 10 years old. He's hanging out with his stepsister's boyfriend who's older than him. And you know when you're little and you try to act cool, like you know what's going on. And maybe inside that could have made him feel really uncomfortable. Yeah, and I just think that's an uncomfortable situation for any kid to be in. And I hate that happened online on social media in front of who knows how many people were watching. And in more Bieber-related news, Hailey Bieber set off another internet internet frenzy when she seemed to unfollow Justin on Instagram. She quickly shut that down, saying it was just a glitch from Justin deactivating his account. But this is not the first time that the two have been wrapped up in this kind of social media drama. Back in January, Justin unfollowed Haley, and he later blamed that on his account getting hacked. And it also adds fuel to the fire of something going on with him, because Justin has been popping up on random lives, more so of just looking like under the influence of something.
Yeah.
And it just has a lot of people concerned and asking what's going on right now.
I don't think Justin's well, man. I don't. And there's enough evidence here now. Like a few weeks ago, we talked about this, you know, and he was looking some kind of way. What was the thing?
It was when he was at Haley's event for something along the line for her skincare line, and we discussed that. And me personally, at that point, I was like, honestly, like I did not think something was going on, because I felt like anyone would look uncomfortable in that situation. But now with what's been going on,
don't we have enough evidence
with him popping up on lives? And it's irritating that we always have to group them together. I think Justin has not been okay hasn't dealt with a lot of other things that he's gone through in the industry, but I'm sure with Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco releasing that album and what the internet does anytime she does anything, and obviously connecting the two of them, and then the 7-part series with Hailey Bieber possibly like stalking him in the beginning of their relationship. I think it's a kind of unraveling in front of everybody right now.
I feel like Justin's got to do almost like what Dave Chappelle did. Remember, Dave Chappelle just went away. Like, just go. And Dave Chappelle moved to, I think, like Montana or something, in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and just like went away from all of it for a couple of years. Didn't do anything. Literally didn't do comedy, didn't do anything. And like just lived a normal life with people in Montana and just got away from it all. And I feel like that's almost what Justin needs to do. Just now, don't be Justin Bieber for a minute. Like, get off Instagram, get out of Hollywood, get out of all that stuff for a couple of minutes and just like reset. I think Justin's probably a good dude, man, but like all this stuff is really going to mess him up. And I'm afraid, I'm being real with y'all, man. I'm afraid it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid one day we're going to come in here and report a story we're not going to want to report, because this guy is just heading down a really, really bad path. And it's like, he's given us the warning signs now.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us the warning signs. And like, I don't want to pry too much into this. And it's like, right now it's like an entertainment story, but like, I'm genuinely worried for this guy.
So. No, I just hope he gets the help that he needs.
I do. Yep.
This is Jess, and now you know.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, today I want you to try something new. I want you to try to answer all 7 of these trivia questions, just like wherever you are right now, and then text us how many of these you get right, all right? Because I'm just trying to see, like, how we're doing on even writing these questions. Like, are these too easy? Are these too hard? So, like, you answer these questions, text us how many you get right, and then caller 10 is actually going to play today. Hi, Mix, who's this?
This is Jen and Tucker.
Jen and Tucker, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jen and Tucker.
Hello.
How are we feeling?
We're feeling good.
Hey, that is a good way to feel. I've given today's questions a mediocre rating. M for mediocre.
Yes, I heard that.
So let's see how we do. Let's go to Jess for the rules, and we're playing for this $1,000 in free gas. Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jen and Tucker, you ready to play?
We are ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. Complete this saying. All's well that blanks well.
Pass.
Question number 2. Which actress played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct. Question number 3. Which U.S. state is home to the Grand Canyon?
Nevada.
Not
damn. Nevada. But you know what? Similar know. Weather, similar I dryness. I can see why you got them mixed up, and they kind of end the same. Arizona, Nevada.
Yeah.
Isn't it part of now?
It's literally, you got the right region. You got the right region.
You had the same, you had the right vibe.
Yeah, right.
Wrong state, right. But it's okay.
We drove cross country, and we had to stop at the Grand Canyon. And yeah,
you just weren't sure
it was a deep course somewhere in Nevada.
Well, let's, it's Arizona. Arizona it's okay. is where you were, by the way, when you stopped. It's okay. It's all right. All right. Let's start from the top then, Jess.
Question number one, complete this saying, all's well that blank well.
Ends well.
There you go. Going down to question number four, what video game series features a character named Master Chief?
Come on, Tucker.
Do you know that
Halo.
One?
Yeah.
Halo.
There we go.
Question Halo. Number five, what number is represented by the Roman numeral XIV?
XIV.
You guys
14.
Right. Yep.
Oh my gosh. I would not have. Those always mix me up. That's so good. Question number six. Which company makes the Corvette?
Do you guys know?
Chevrolet.
Yes. Chevrolet. Corvette, okay. Yeah. Okay. And this final question. Which TV show features the characters 11, Dustin, and Steve?
I don't know. Pass.
Stranger Things.
She said pass.
Stranger Things.
I'm going to start doing that in meetings when I don't like my boss says. I'm going to say pass. Like, I don't want to answer that. Like, I'm over that one. Hey, all in all, I mean, other than the Grand Canyon, I feel like we really, I mean, that's kind of stumped us today. But not too bad. We came in strong on that Halo question, too. Well, guys, it's all good. The good news is we got two more chances this week to win $1,000 in free gas. Hope you guys will call back tomorrow. We'll have seven more questions, and we're going to go for that $1,000 in free gas, okay?
We'll get it one of these days. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin for a burger and fries. You can now get a burger with a side of crispy fries, 6 ounces side by side at Dashin today.
My name is Ian. I'm calling from Taverna Park. I'm 10, and my joke is, why is being an electrician easy?
Why is being an electrician easy? Let's get into this one.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Kramer and Jess, Kid Jokes.
I guess we just explained it, didn't we? That's how this one works, right?
It is a lot of fun. Your kids become the star of our show. They call in and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. The issue is, this is actually kind of not as easy as you might think. So we challenge you to try to follow along in the car.
So then, why is an electrician easy then? Why is being an electrician easy? What would it be? Light, like I'm thinking like power.
Can you have him say it one more
like
time?
Why is being
I need to hear his delivery real quick. I need the clues.
Electrician easy. Why is it being an electrician?
Why is being an electrician easy?
Why is being an electrician easy?
Okay. I'm thinking like crap. I don't know. Easy.
Power, because you got power behind you, because you're powerful.
I'm thinking like wires, electric. Something
because you've got power behind you.
What does Ian say?
Because you got
it's light work.
Because you got light work.
That was good, Ian.
Yeah, we like it.
That was good.
855 kid joke. You got a funny kid in the car. You call us. You tell us.
My name's John Fillmore. I live in Bel-Air, Maryland. What is a tree's favorite drink?
What's a tree's favorite drink? Okay, ooh. Tree. You got leaves. You got.
Why
sap.
Do I? Obviously, I don't know. Like. Tea?
Okay,
you
tea.
Think?
You got loose leaf tea.
You know, I'm thinking it's tea.
A loose leaf tea. What else would...
Why do I want to say Sprite? I know that's not the answer, but it's... I don't know.
Why would it be Sprite?
I don't know. I just, like, think it is.
Root beer.
Oh, a root beer.
Root yeah. beer. Oh, okay. Duh. That's oh, my God. Beer. Yes.
You
okay.
almost had it.
Kind of soda vibes. Right. Root right. beer. Yeah. Okay. Okay, right. John. Okay.
The right territory. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Rosalie. I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Great Central Maryland, and this is my guess. What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
Starbucks. Starbucks.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
What
Starbucks.
Did she say?
They just would they
Starbucks.
Yeah.
There you go. Easy peasy today. 855-KID-JOKE. If you got a funny kid in the car, come on, get on the radio with us. What you got?
My name is Brindley. I'm 11, and I'm from Nottingham, Maryland. And my joke is, why did a square become a circle?
Ooh. Why did a square become a circle? What happened?
It cut corners.
It cut corners.
Oh, because it cut corners, and that's why.
That was
why.
Good, Brindley. Good job, okay. Y'all.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Damn it, man. There's a new sign out today to tell if you're old or not. Like, I just feel like every day there's like another sign coming out pointing to like our impending doom here. Apparently the younger generation thinks that if your email address is just like your name without any kind of characters to go with it, that's like starting to show your age. And I guess that makes sense. So like, for example, let's just say that like your email address is like just like your name, like just your
First and last name,
your first and last name, no characters, no letters, no numbers, no periods, no nothing.
Yeah.
Apparently, and we'll just use Gmail, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly got in early on. So you were able to like lock down that email address
because you were first
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Before anybody else. So clearly like you must be, because Gmail's what, 20, 30 some odd years old now. I think it's like 20 something years old. So like clearly you must have gotten in way earlier than anybody else. Now, if you have more characters and numbers and abbreviations and everything else, then you weren't as early on.
Okay, because you had to make adjustments to even make sure your email was valid.
Right. So, for example, like if my email address name was stevekramer@gmail.com, like, yo, I must have been early on. Now, if I'm like skramer2223, then like, yo, it must have taken me a few years to get on it because...
Okay.
Everyone else had gotten to it first, right? Now, Gen Z does have a few exceptions to this. Like, maybe you're like an old schooler that just got on, right? Like,
okay.
Maybe you were pushing back. Like, maybe you had, like, you were really waiting to get on, like, the Gmail train for a long time. Or if you used some other kind of domain, like an earthlink.net or like some
what
other kind.
What is that?
Like the old school domain, like AOL or something.
If
your email address ends with like @AOL.com or something, that doesn't count. But if you're using like a Gmail or something that like, you know,
I think this is so crazy. I almost think that's something that you want. Like, I'm so jealous. You know how many times that you have to come up with a different username or like a handle for Instagram or something and you wish it could just be like simple, like your first and last name, but it can't be. It's like, oh, I have to have like three underscore.
To get
you know
there
what
now.
I mean?
Well, for your let's go around the room really quick. For your personal email address, how many abbreviations and how many things are you having to use because you got in? Because I think that'll kind of show our age.
Like, I have to use three periods to separate my first, middle, and last name for me to have it.
So maybe you're pretty young then. That shows you still got some youth in you. See, like with
me. I guess, but it's so long and it's irritating. I wish it could just be my first and last name, to be honest.
I don't want to hear it. I'm a Smith.
Oh yes.
Do you know how hard it is any username or email address ever? Like, my email address is my first name, my middle initial, my last name, and numbers.
Yeah.
And see, with me, I literally have my first initial, my full last name, and just the number one. So literally at this point, I'm like at death's door to some people. You know what I mean? So Gen Z now, and I'm telling you, like, Gen Z is basically saying, like, the less abbreviations you use on your email, like, the older you must be. Damn.
Okay, so we need to discuss Chapel Roan because she just stirred up a parenting debate that has the internet divided. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, the 27-year-old admitted that she doesn't know if she wants to have kids because she said all of her friends who have kids are in hell. Chapel said, I actually don't know anyone who is happy and has children at this age. And she hasn't met anyone who has light in their eyes or anyone who has slept. Okay. That was her opinion that she was sharing from her own experience. Now, as you can imagine, the internet has erupted and there are clips of her saying that everywhere. But the conversation is honestly very split. One mom commented, "I love my child with my entire heart, but everything she said was true for me and I felt this in my soul." But on the flip side, a lot of parents are calling Chapel tone deaf, with one dad saying, "Having children is the greatest honor of my life." So I watched this entire interview and I would like to come to Chapel's defense very quickly, because obviously online you're gonna, or you might see on TikTok, these like little clips, you're gonna see Chapel being like, "Everyone who has kids are in hell." That's not what she was saying. Chapel Roan was speaking from her own experience of what her friends were telling her about where they are in their life. Because what she was asked was, like, "What do your friends think about your career and your life?" And she was saying, "All my friends back home are like, they're married and they have kids and everything." And she was just like chatting about what they are sharing with her.
Right.
She was not saying, and she's not saying, that all parents feel that way. She was just speaking from her experience,
that's a
right?
Very large blanket to
but
put
online,
on
but online, yeah, that is how she is being treated right now. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's a very touchy topic. The ever raging debate between parents and non-parents will always be a very touchy topic, right? Because every side feels very passionate about their side, and they always want to try to prove the other side wrong for some reason. I don't even know why. Like, I've always tried to say that, like, I'm not here as a childless 41-year-old man to try to say that you having children is right or wrong. Like, listen, I'm 41. I don't have kids, and I'm okay with that decision right now. Like, I'm okay with that. And I don't think you having kids is... I see my sister's life with three triplets. It's not for me. It's not for me. It looks a little chaotic. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. She likes it. That's her life. She likes it. That's great. Mm-hmm. I think really what we can learn from this is, if it works for you, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
If she likes being 27-year-old and not having kids, that's great. Why are we worried about each other's lives?
I would also,
why are we worried about
another point I would like to make, and I think it should be okay, because I would this also needs to be known. None of us on the show have kids, so obviously maybe hearing someone say that could hit us different. However, I do think that it's fair to open the conversation for parents or moms if they are having a hard time,
maybe,
and if they are in a phase, and if you're not happy right now, that's okay. Like, I feel like it should be okay to be like, "You know what? We're in the trenches,
yeah,
and I'm going through it and it sucks, but we're going to get through it." That doesn't mean that, like, you don't like being a parent. That doesn't mean you don't like being a mother. Like, you're allowed to have hard days. You're allowed to say things suck. You're allowed to say that your kid's being mean to you. Like, I think you're allowed to say that. So I think this opened a bigger conversation that I'm happy that she did. So this is Jess and Now You Know. I think that every couple needs to implement this rule in their relationship. If you have wasted arguments on which one of you in your relationship gets to pick what you're going to watch, if you've wasted countless minutes on whether it's going to be a chick flick or an action film, I'm telling you, this will solve all of your problems. The double feature rule. And that means both of you pick a movie that you want to watch and you guys watch it back to back. Together.
Same night.
Hear me out.
Okay.
My husband, Garage Boy, and I were in this predicament over the weekend.
Mm.
And I really wanted to watch Moana 2. And in my opinion, I'm like, easy. Obviously, we should both be interested in watching this movie.
Yeah.
To my surprise, Garage Boy wasn't down. But I was like, hello, what are you talking about? Moana 2, like, we've been waiting for this to come on Disney Plus. Like, she has a baby sister. It's going to be super cute. I want to see the grandma again. Like, what are you talking about?
Have y'all seen it before? No.
No, it was the first time, right? He wanted to watch Star Trek.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I see you, but
I don't.
But I don't feel you right now. And I was like thinking to myself, but that's what he wants to watch. That's what he's feeling right now in this moment, right? And I want to watch Moana. And here's the thing, like, I want to watch it together. I think this is key word here is together. I don't want to put Moana 2 on and you're sitting next to me and you're on your phone because you're not watching a movie with me. I find it offensive because, like, this is something I'm excited for and I want to share with you. And vice versa. Like, he wants to watch Star Trek, and, like, whether he wants, like, I... men, whether you want to admit it or not, like, you want, like, I know you want us to be interested in, like, what you're doing, right? And I want to give you that same respect as well. So whenever he puts something on and, like, he wants me to watch it with him, I'm not on my phone, I'm invested.
Sure.
Okay.
Nice.
So I was like, why don't we watch both movies? Why don't we watch Moana 2 and Star Trek back to back? And also, another key word, time. I'm not talking about we get to watch Star Trek at like 8 and then Moana 2 goes on at 11 and you're sleeping next to me. I want your eyeballs open. I want you watching with me.
So what time did you guys start watching this?
Matinee. We had a double feature matinee where I watched Moana 2 and he watched Star Trek. We watched them back to back. We watched them together. And I was like,
wait, what time did you start watching?
I don't know. It was light outside.
So, like, what time?
It was thinking, still light out. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy.
I don't know that I like this idea, because I'm going to be honest with you. I would be so tired by the end. There's no way I'm sitting through 5 hours of movies.
But why?
There's no way I'm... I couldn't do it. I'd be asleep.
Not? Okay, but this is such a
cute... Did nobody fall asleep by the end of it?
No, this is such a cute date thing. You guys know how we like to do our sleepover thing. So, like, we blow up the air mattress. We put it in the front room. We pop some popcorn. We have our little Olipops. We have our little snacks. And we had... Okay, you know what? Everyone was doing it for Barbenheimer. Everyone wanted to go see Barbie and Oppenheimer. There's nothing wrong with that. You do your own Barbenheimer in your own home. It costs less than going to the movies, and both of you are happy, and both of you are doing it together.
What'd you watch first?
Moana.
Moana, and then you watched, did you sit all the way through Star Trek?
Yeah, I watched it. I was like, what's up with Spock? Asleep. I was like, how is his hair like that? Okay, Spock, I see you. Boy, I see you. Okay, shout out to your mom.
And
like, RIP
you
your mother. Would, you know, I was in it.
Would that work for in your relationship? I'm just curious if that would work for most couples. Like, would you be able to sit through 2 full movies with your partner and be able to give them both your full attention? I just don't know if most couples would be able to do it. Because here's what would happen. I would sit through movie number one for if I, like, especially if it was my movie, cool. I guarantee you my partner's movie, I'd be dead ass asleep.
And but that's just and why I promise it's disrespectful.
You, no disrespect meant. No meant. But I just don't think I could sit through 5 hours of movies in one sitting. I just don't know if Jess is giving good advice. What do you feel about that? Double feature, would that work for you guys at home? Susan, how do you feel about this?
Hey, I'm with you on this one, Kramer. Like 5 hours is way too long.
There's no way, right? Like, there's
but
no way.
Wait, Susan, why? Why don't you like the double feature rule?
It's just too long.
Yeah.
Like, with everything we have going, and Jess, you guys don't have kids yet.
Fair.
So
that's fair.
You know, running to practice.
You're right.
Don't you feel like you'd be so cheated, though, after, like, you sat through their movie for 2 hours, and, like, if they even, like, started to, like, doze off in your movie, wouldn't you be like, hey, like, you, I sat through it. I sat through your BS. Like, you better look through right now.
That's
no
why
way.
We did it during the day, and it was actually really nice. It was, like, our own Barbenheimer in the home.
Kramer, are you in my house? Like, that literally happened.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, man. Listen, I was married for at least 10. I know these things go, okay? I know these things go. I get it. Totally get it. All right, there goes Susan. We love you, Susan. Thank you so much.
Bye, Susan.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Okay, I do think Susan brought up a good point where Garage Boy and I, yes, we don't have kids. So maybe you can implement the rule, but like with a 30-minute or a 25-minute show. So really, it would only be 1 hour and both of you guys get to pick something. I think that also could be an option.
Okay, who's this?
This is Erica in Hagerstown.
What's up, Erica?
Hi.
You know, Jess is trying to pitch this idea of a double feature at home with your partner. Do you like that?
Yeah. No, I think it's a bad idea because I was saying that, like, you know, when we watch a movie, it could be an hour and a half to 2 hour movie. We watch it like in 30 minute like increments. So like we started Kraven the Hunter yesterday. We watched 30 minutes. So yeah. I think we're going to be done with it probably by like Friday or Saturday.
Right. So that's like one movie.
30 minutes every day.
Wait, yeah. What do you mean? Why is it getting broken up over days?
Like, I don't know, because I guess it's just so long. Like, well, we have 2 kids also.
Okay, yes.
So it's just like when we start watching, it's already kind of late.
Yeah.
Like, he was already falling asleep. So then we just
you
paused
gotta rewind
it.
The
time, it was 31 minutes. So yeah. I was like, okay, we'll pick up tomorrow at this time.
Right. I'm telling you, I think we go through calls all day and there's like not one couple that actually wants to sit through. I mean, tell us if we're wrong. Is there one couple that really would want to sit through 5-ish hours with your partner at home?
We really like movies.
We really like each other.
Yeah.
That's a rarity, I think. Yo, this is so crazy. The world's most expensive dog ever was just sold. I want you to try to guess the price tag on this dog.
Today in Dog News.
Yeah. Welcome to Today in Dog News. We're big dog lovers on the show. Man, I love dogs. I was thinking the other day, I was like, I really want to get a dog and break the terms of my lease right now. I signed a new lease, I don't know, 6 months ago down in Columbia.
Oh, you're not allowed to have pets?
Not.
Oh, man.
But I was like...
Even if you pay a fee?
Mm-mm. Oh, it was like, no, no.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I'd be okay. I lost my dog about, I don't know, it's been close to 2 years now. And I was like, honestly, like, I think I'm okay because I'm still, like, heartbroken. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to get a dog ever again, man. Honestly, it was so hard. But, like, now I think I'm ready. And I'm like, man, I signed this damn lease. Anyway, my dog's name was Kiki, and she was, like, the best thing that ever happened to me. So I know, man, dog people, we know. They're like our kids. So when there's, like, big dog news happening, before I even start this story, I want to preface, don't buy dogs. Like, I am a big proponent in, like, don't buy animals. There's so many dogs that need to be adopted here in Maryland, so please don't buy dogs. And I know the story I'm going to tell you is about buying dogs, but this story is almost hard to ignore. It's so ridiculous. So I'm going to tell you about buying dogs. Please don't buy a dog, but this story is about buying dogs, okay? They just set a record for the most expensive dog ever sold. Do you want to guess how much that might even cost, Jess? Like, what do you think it might cost to, like, sell a dog? I mean,
I don't know. I don't even know, like...
Like, if I had to guess, like if I had to guess, maybe a couple hundred thousand.
Okay, like, so that much. So, like, $5,000?
Five grand, maybe. Like, in my head, like, if you had to, like, exaggerate, it may be, like, $400,000 might be, like, the most.
$400,000?
Maybe. If I had to, like, exaggerate.
Wait, $400,000?
Maybe. In my head, that's what I might assume the most expensive dog in the world might cost. Y'all, just sold $5.7 million.
Wait, what?
$5.7 million.
For a dog?
Somebody just bought a dog for $5.7 million.
What is this breed?
This happened over in India. This is an eight-month-old. The breed is called a Kababoom Okami. And it's a Caucasian Shepherd. It's a mix of a wolf and a Caucasian Shepherd.
Oh, wow.
To be honest with you, the dog's not that cute. If you're wondering what it looks like, it's not even that cute. That's because you're thinking, you're like, oh, man, it's so freaking cute. It's okay. It looks like kind of like a wolf. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
The guy that bought it is a breeder that lives over in India. He, like, collects these super rare breeds of dogs.
Okay.
Last year, he bought one for $3.25 million, which was a chow chow, which looked like a panda. That one was super cute.
Oh,
wow. Again, don't buy dogs. Don't do it. But, like, now you know that the world's most expensive dog just sold for $5.7 million, which is crazy. And that's today in dog news. All right, y'all know what time it is.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
What's up, everybody? We call this segment To Bay or Not To Bay. If you live in Maryland, you know what this is all about. To Bay runs in your blood. It's like you were born into this. You didn't choose this life. It chose you, right? So we create a weekly segment about this. Jess, what is this all about?
It is a Maryland taste test segment where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And it all kind of came from the idea of when we first moved here about 5 years ago of everyone saying you could put Old Bay on everything. And neither one of us, just because I'm from California, he's from Georgia, neither one of us have ever heard of Old Bay. So we thought it would be fun to put it on things that you wouldn't think to do it. Old Bay is not good with everything, but it is actually really good with some random things that you probably haven't tried, so we do that for you.
So what are we doing today?
Okay, so Popeyes just released a new pickle-themed menu, and on that menu is pickle lemonade. This literally just debuted yesterday, okay? This is very, very new. Pickle lemonade at Popeyes.
We were debating, like, when we heard pickle lemonade, and Jess, you like pickles, don't you?
I love pickles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pickle person, too. I think it's so funny about pickles. I feel like pickle people have to, like, really defend, pickle people have to defend themselves because, like, we're really hated on. It's one of those things that, like,
are we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. People that hate pickles hate them passionately.
Sorry.
I mean, it's one of those things that people really, like, if you hate a pickle, you hate a pickle. So, when we started thinking about pickle lemonade, we're like, put those two flavors together. It might actually be pretty tasty.
I'm intrigued.
It's tangy. So luckily, even without Old Bay,
without it.
No Old Bay on this at all, could this actually be a delectable summer drink?
Should I put, I feel like I need to put ice in it, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like ice adds a vibe.
Try it, yeah, add it to it. Might as well.
So I am going to try.
We'll be honest. This is early in the morning, so we had to get this yesterday. So.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. If you saw me, oh, my God. If you saw a crazy person in the middle of the Towson Mall pouring a massive cup of pickle lemonade into other cups because there was ice in it and I didn't want to melt and I got it all over the table and you saw me frantically clean up that table, yes, it was me and I'm sorry. Yes, that's a real story. Anyways, here we go. Pickle lemonade from Popeyes.
What's the flavor?
What is that?
Is it even good by itself?
What is that?
Like, is that flavor right?
Okay. So you for real are tasting lemonade and pickle. How? Do yeah. I like that? I think...
I hate it.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Because here's my...
And
here's the issue
right?
that I'm trying to figure out within myself. I've just never had this flavor before. So I think my brain
processing
is processing, like, do we like this? Because I've never had, I will be
it's
honest
like different
with you.
Parts of the brain.
I've never tasted
other.
This taste before.
Yeah.
It is refreshing. The lemonade is refreshing. I definitely feel like it's a little more lemon than pickle, but you definitely taste the pickle. Right now I'm going to say it's okay.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. Okay, but let's try to add some Old Bay. In the true Maryland fashion, does it get better with Old Bay? And let's see, maybe this is what it needs.
Pickle.
This will take it over the top.
Lemonade with Old Bay from Popeyes.
And let's see, maybe this is what it needs.
What? That tastes kind of good.
Yeah? Better.
I think so.
But why?
Ooh, I think I actually really like that.
And why though?
Because it's kind of spicy. It's like tajin.
Okay.
It's like if I were to put tajin on a pickle, but then I... have some lemon there. That's actually really good.
So when it comes to the new, and this is a lot of, just listen to this whole
Wait,
spiel.
That's actually wild. This is literally pickle lemonade from Popeyes with Old Bay in it, and it's actually really good.
So it's to bay.
It's definitely to bay.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.